is what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premiere Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks. And coming Friday, Charlie Sheen and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC 6.
Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every.
Praise the Lord. We need that power in our lives, don't we? That powerful, powerful name of Jesus. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling our everyday issues with a biblical perspective, assigning a new topic, life, prayer, and task for today. Our topic for this morning is the storm is over now. The storm is over now. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, we're praying for everyone in the Miami area. That includes me. I live in Miami and everywhere else that will be or has been impacted by Hurricane Irma. The storm is over now. This is going to be a timely message. We are praying for those who were impacted by Hurricane Harvey. And so let's continue to uplift everyone in prayer. Number two, join me as I minister on Friday, September 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Outreach of Excitement Church in Miami, Florida for their women's conference. Their theme is women who refuse to compromise. All of the information is on my website at fieldfire.com. Number three, make sure you set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss your hot breakfast live, I put it on my website or on the stove for you at fieldfire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That is R-A-W-S-I. And finally, make sure that you order your powerful copy of my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. This is going to take you somewhere you've never been, and you're going to leave or end that book highly blessed. All of this information, everything you need, is on the website at fieldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, fiel, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, and I'm reading from the KJV. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over into the other side. This is Jesus speaking. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he, meaning the Lord, was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. and the wind ceased. Hallelujah. And there was a great calm. And he saith unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Praise the Lord. I know that's already doing something in your spirit right now. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. The storm is over now. Now, I want you to make that personal. Get that in your spirit. Repeat after me. My storm is over now. Say it again and begin to praise the Lord wherever you are. My storm is over now. Hallelujah. In today's word, we were able to read the biblical account of Jesus and his disciples after Jesus had been ministering to the people. And he said, let's go over to the other side. And as they were on the ship and this great storm arose, how the disciples began to become fearful, so fearful that they went and they found Jesus, who understand was asleep during this time. And they said, wake up, wake up, wake up. The storm is going to overtake us. The storm is going to overwhelm us. The storm is going to destroy us. The storm is going to kill us. The storm is going to come in and destroy our lives, our legacy, our health, our assets, everything that we have, our families. The storm is right here. And Jesus, he just opened his mouth, and all he said was, peace, be still. And the storm or the chaos had to obey. Then he turned around and he reminded the disciples of who was in the boat with them by asking them, why do you have such little faith? Out of everything that you've seen me do, are you just finished watching me perform a miracle before we got in the boat? And how soon have you forgotten? And then they became astonished. And then they reminded themselves of who he was. The Lord, during this 15 minutes, wants me to encourage you today to remember who Jesus is. And if you will remember who he is, Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the author and finisher of our faith, he which was, which is, and which is to come. If you will remember that he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord your provider. If you will remember that song we used to sing as children, he got the whole world in his hands. Then you'll remember that he can speak to the storm in your life. You see, the storm is symbolic of chaos. The chaos may be in your marriage. It may be with your children. It may be on your job. It may be in your health, your mind, your finances. The chaos may be in your friendships. The chaos may be in your relationship. The chaos may be at your church. The chaos may be in your own dreams, nightmares, and mind. But what he wants to remind you this morning is that it really does not matter where the chaos is, because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He wants to remind you that he's speaking to the situation, peace, be still. And chaos must obey. In the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 9, we also see the biblical account of how the centurion came to Jesus for Jesus to heal his servant. And the Lord said, well, let me go to your home. And the centurion said, no. I don't even need you to come to my home. All I need you to do is just speak the word and my servant will be healed. And Jesus turned around amazed and he said, I have not found such great faith. Not in Israel. Do you believe? Do you remember? Do you recollect who Jesus is today? He speaks to the storm and the chaos obeys. Your storm is over now. In the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 27, the Bible teaches us that what is impossible with men is always possible with God. Your storm is over now. And 3 John 1:2, the Bible teaches us that God will that we be in good health and prosper, even as our soul prospers. Your storm is over now. In the book of Psalm 28:7, or the 28th division of Psalm, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and there I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. How can you praise him? Because the storm is over now. In the book of Mark 1:25, when the demons were possessing this particular man, Jesus said, "Hold your peace, be quiet, and come out of him." Do you not understand that even the demons must obey him? Your storm is over now. In John 14:12, the Lord says that whosoever believes on me, greater works than I've done will you do. Do you understand? Your storm is over now. I don't care what you're going through in your life today, and our time is almost run. I need you to get into your spirit that your storm is over now. For those who have undergone the devastation of Hurricane Harvey and they are rebuilding and just trying to make it every day, I remind you that although you still see the impact of the damage of the storm naturally, your storm is over now. For those of us who are preparing for Hurricane Irma, some have stayed, some are evacuating. Even before the storm hits us, I speak to you, the storm, your storm is over now. For those of you listening who are going through all kinds of things, some things so overwhelming and so overburdening that you don't even feel like you can make it, I remind you that Jesus has the power to speak to your storm. Peace be still. The storm is over now. Your storm is over now. For everything that has come against you, your storm is over now. In the book of Philippians 2:10, the Bible reminds us that the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. You have to speak the name of Jesus. You must operate in faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. How can you have evidence of things which have not yet happened? You know, as an attorney, I defend my clients. Sometimes we have actual evidence, right? You have the actual gun, and I'm able to say this was not my client's gun. But other times you have what is known as circumstantial evidence, where brick by brick, you're building or putting together the picture to show the story. Because you may not have everything right there to show a judge or everything right there to show a jury. Now faith is the substance, or it is the material, the sustaining, determining, fortifying power of what you hope for, what you spoke, what you believed, what you're standing for, what you're praising God for, what you're fasting for, what you're praying for. And the evidence of it is that you're still believing for what you have not yet seen. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. I got to get ready to go into prayer. But as I do, I want you, wherever you are, to call out the names of the storms in your life. Whatever it is that's impacting you, call it out right now. And then just begin to say, peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. If it's cancer, peace be still. If it's divorce or separation, peace be still. If your children are incarcerated, peace be still. If it's just your own mental health, peace be still. If you're about to lose a job or you're looking for a job, peace be still. If it's your relationships, peace be still. If you're doubting God, peace be still. Father, we come this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you. We praise you. We glorify you. Father, we say we can't do anything but thank you. Stand on your power. Stand on your word this morning. Father, we are speaking to our storms. We're not speaking with little faith. We're not speaking with no faith. But Father, we speak with the faith of people who believe your power. We speak with the faith of people who believe your word. We speak with the faith faith of people who know that we are not alone. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's seed begging bread. Therefore, we come speaking with the faith of knowing that you're in the boat with us. You're in the ship with us, God. And therefore, we can speak to the storm. Peace be still. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now. For everything we've laid before you, everything that we need from you, everything that we're believing for. And we count it done, done, done. Peace be still. We count it done right now in Jesus' name. We all say, let everyone say, amen. Come on and praise him, praise him, praise him. Speak to your storms. Peace be still, peace be still, peace be still. Now I have to get ready and give you our task for today. But before I do, let me give an altar call. If you're listening and you are not saved, or if you're backslidden, or if you're doubting, I want you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I repent. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, I say amen. Praise the Lord. Make sure that you get into a good Bible-believing church. And if you're already in a good Bible-believing church, let your pastors know that you are saved so that you can begin working. You have to keep your mind occupied on the Lord. Now, our topic for today, what is it? The storm is over now. Hallelujah. Your task for today is to continue to speak to your storm. Peace be still. I want you to share this broadcast with at least 5 people today. All you have to do is tell them to go to feelthefire.com. It will be posted and available all day. Share it with your family, your friends, your pastors, people whom you know as well need to be encouraged. You can just text them, and feelthefire.com will become a link, and they can even hear it on cell phones and tablets. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D. Not T-H-E, but letter D, fire.com. All right, we're going to end with our song of the day, which is The Storm is Over Now by Bishop T.D. Jakes. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. live. If you can't be here live, remember the broadcast is always posted at feeldfire.com after 8 a.m. I love you. Be blessed. This is your hot breakfast for your soul.
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry. Yet I had to stand my test, and I had to take the pain. Tried to make a happy face, oh, but there was too much
rain. I was in a tunnel, couldn't see the light. And whenever I looked, I couldn't see. Uh-oh. Every now and then I felt like I would lose somebody. Been racing for years, but still no finish line. Yeah, yeah.
And I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. How it helped cause I was lost.
And I felt the strong wind.
And I heard a voice say, yeah.
The sunshine.
And I can feel heaven.
Everything is gonna be okay. Just breathe.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, the storm is over now. Your storm, my storm. I don't care if it hasn't begun. I don't care if we're right in the midst of it. Peace, be still. Chaos must obey. Go to feelthefire.com. I'll see you in the morning.
This is what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premiere Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks, and coming Friday, Charlie Sheen, and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new, and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC6.
This is what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premiere Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks, and coming Friday, Charlie Sheen, and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new, and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC6.